Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Koreatown Oddity Part 2. My favorite part of his interview was talking about the song off of his new album called Existential Landlord. And the landlord is actually a Korean man, which I thought was really cool. And I like talking about his new album, Is This For Real?, put out by Stone's Throw Records. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, artist, songwriter, rapper, Koreatown Oddity Part 2, also producer.
You almost said fourth time, huh? Back yeah. For the second time.
How you doing, man? It seems good. Like you're getting a lot of work done.
Yes. Yeah. Always.
Is this the new one right here?
This is the new album.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Is This For Real?
Is this your second release?
Major ever?
Release? No. I'm saying, what was the one that...
To my own Stone's Throw?
Oh, there's one album that it's like you were in two car the accident.
Oh, that's the Little Dominique's Nosebleed.
Yeah.
That was the
yeah.
one before this.
Yeah.
I've done three with Stone's Throw so far.
Dude, that was a good, that's autobiographical.
No, respect.
You get got good reviews on that as
no,
well.
No, word. Yeah.
Can I display this beautiful artwork here? And see. What was the inspiration behind this?
Okay.
Are you in a bowl too? You in a bowl? Are you in a skateboard?
No, I'm not.
It looks like your car.
No. No, exactly. A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's an ollie into nothingness.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, into the void.
When you look at all this text right here.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a spot I lived at and my landlord, it was an older Korean gentleman. We were super tight. We were super cool.
Of course, he was Korean.
He was a Korean guy. You know, but sometimes.
I didn't know you knew about bibimbap.
No. Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
In one of your lines, you said.
And it's still and it's a veggie one. So that's how you know I really eat. I really knew.
Bibimbap.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because when you said that, I'm like, okay, yeah. That was the final thing. Like, okay,
right. He's
down with the Koreans.
Right.
Bibimbap.
The landlord could be Mexican, though.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, it's either Mexican or Korean.
Okay.
So, anyways, we were super cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. He passed away in 2020.
Oh, rest in peace.
And his family was cleaning out his apartment, his kids or whatever. They're older, and they were throwing out stuff, you know, that they didn't care for out in the front. And one of his things was this book. It was pretty empty.
Is this inspired by it?
Yes. Okay. All of this kind of. Okay, like, look on the back, too. You see the back? Basically, these are all his words.
Wow.
There were like three pages that had writings on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then my girl got her friend to translate.
Yeah.
And it's all this like crazy, deep, like existential kind of thoughts. So and on the album, I use a recording of her voice memos telling us what it says. And put that on the album.
In Korean? This is in Korean. Too.
That's in Korean. Yeah, on the album, she's saying his words on there. It's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. So that inspired you to do a whole project?
Well, honestly, I had the memos, right? Whatever. Had them, saved them, record them in the MPC.
Mm-hmm,
when I started working on a record and it's coming together what it is, I was like, damn, it'd be dope to use that.
Self-produce this project as well?
Yeah, I produced, except for one track, History Tension, Taz Arnold produced that one.
That's what's up. Yeah. I'm digging your production style, too,
respect,
man.
Respect, bro.
How long did it take you to complete something like this? I mean, because there might be aspiring artists out there.
Yeah.
Like, and then I also want to talk about the creative process, how you inspire yourself. How do you motivate yourself? Because you're getting a lot of work done.
No, honestly, it's just each creative project has its own time span. There's its own energy attached. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like,
I like that. I like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, got that from Reese's.
Yeah.
So, you know, this one I did 1 week at the beginning of August and 1 week at the end of August.
Yeah.
And then it was pretty much done. And that one was more being done right here. Like, you're living your life, but you're thinking and you're doing this and you're just thinking and you're like, this is what it should be. This is what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's different from Lil Dominique's Nosebleed. Completely different.
Because that was more autobiographical, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Those are events that really happened to you.
Sure. Yeah. And this one, there's stuff that happens to me on this. But this one is, it's almost like people, it's like, this one's a mixed reaction from people, I think. Because it's not like, here's a story, guys, and here's my origin, you know what I'm saying? Giving you kind of like things connect to. This one's more like a little bit like, like, I feel like you either like it or you don't get it. That's pretty much the reaction.
But as an artist, you kind of go through those different waves. Like, like, I Wish My Brother George Was Here is different than No Need for Alarm, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Or Both Sides of the Brain.
Right.
Like, Both Sides of the Brain is way different than No Need for Alarm as well. So it's always changing and...
Because
you don't want to do the same repeat album.
I know that's what people want. And the people that didn't really get it, I guess, they are people who the first time they heard of me is the Lil Dominique's Nosebleed.
Yeah, they love
it, right?
Yeah.
So they go, he got another one. They listen to like,
they part
this
two
is
that.
Not that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, which as an artist, that would be boring for you because you've been there, done that.
And I can't even.
Not even
if I tried, I couldn't do it.
You already did it.
I can't make that decision. Vibes.
Yeah.
Everything that happens, it's a vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I recorded this one in 2021.
What?
So it wasn't
it's coming out now?
It came out in July of
2022. That's what's up.
It came out 7/22/2022.
That's what's up. Now, like, when you made this, or just your overall creative process, do you write first, or do you mention the MPC?
No, there's no writing.
What?
There's no writing. It's all... Matter of fact, what's crazy is, there's a song, Misophonia Love. I wrote that in my sleep. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever done. That's like, even saying it sounds fake. Like, I thought I was sleeping, but I guess I wasn't. You know what I mean?
You wrote it in your sleep?
Yeah, it's like, I go to sleep real late. I'm thinking about the beat or whatever. Because I got it booked for the first week. And then the end of the month. So it's like, it's kind of like I'm going in every day, I'm doing a song.
That's insane. This
you know
is
what I'm
insane.
Saying? No, that's, I've never done
you
that
know,
before.
You remind me, like if this was movie making or something, you're like kind of like a Stanley Kubrick or something.
Thank you very much.
You know,
I,
you
I
know
love
that. Yeah, yeah.
That's who I want to be. That's who I want to be.
I don't know that. But I can, no, you know, because
the
even
Shining
your,
is my shit.
Is it the Nosebleed album?
Yeah.
Even that is like kind of, it's almost like theatrical, like a movie. Like you're listening to a movie.
No, all that's...
Because they have sound, like in the background there's stuff.
Yes.
And the preacher guy at the end.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's more of a soundscape.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. No, so, they're all...
So it's like a movie.
Separate
this is,
experiences. And,
right.
And maybe because I come from that too, like I'm into movies and shit like that.
So Jordan Peele, dude, holler at us. Let him, your next movie, we love.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
If we love Nope, but.
I know you got a production company, Monkey Paw, if you want to put some money down on my script.
So,
you know
Jordan,
what I'm saying?
Reach
let's
out
go,
to Koreatown Oddity. Let him do the music for your next, or the, you know.
Yo, that'd be groundbreaking, bro. You'd be ahead of the game if you did that.
But
Jordan
would that
Peele.
Be the ultimate, that would be kind of.
No, that'd be.
That's like going, you're like in the middle of the mountain and then you get.
Yo, he'd be so fly
you
if he did
that.
Take
the ski lift to the top, and then Jordan's there, and they're like, okay, you're going to score the whole movie.
Yo, that'd be fly if he did that. I feel like when I think about stuff like that and people like that, I feel like nobody's been that cool or fly yet to do something like that.
Dude,
like
that would
unknown,
be insane.
But kind of known underground person, let him do something that hasn't. Mm,
what if he does
let's this? See.
What if he pitches it like this? A big fan. I really liked your first album. This movie is based up in a Koreatown liquor store. It's about a liquor store. Let's just Steven Yeun's in it. And we want you. So we're gonna give you a rough copy of some of these scenes and take a look at it and see what you could come up. I mean, that would be a dream, right?
That'd be crazy. That'd be ill. That'd be like, all right, cool.
But you know, Jordan is really smart. He's into
I'm
like.
I might give you a percentage of that, bro.
So Jordan, what's the name of the production company?
Monkey Paw.
So Monkey Paw, like Jordan. I love you, brother. Yeah, we like. Did you like Nope as well? Did you see his?
It was cool. It was cool.
Okay, well, let's timestamp that.
Like, No. If it's all about art, man, let's keep it real. You need somebody in my corner. Make your movie, bro. It's
dude,
all good.
He's into. I don't know. He's into video games, bro. Like he got my brother into the game before Skyrim and all that stuff. Morrowind.
Has he worked with your brother?
Yeah, Mad TV.
Oh, that's right.
They're on Mad TV together. So I've
that's crazy.
You know what's crazy about Jordan is before he blew because he is like Steven Spielberg right now or
for sure
any notable director that's Jordan. Jordan's that guy now
for sure.
I used to see him just at the local on foot at the local Hawaiian barbecue spot.
No, of course.
Just on foot, no car. He used to walk to film Mad TV. Like he's like really that dude, and he's just. Highly intelligent.
Every time I think about Mad TV, I think about him playing that character where he's like a grocery clerk, but he's like weird. He's like, he has this crazy like thing
he's
going on.
He's got characters. He's got do you watch Key and Peele at all?
Of course.
I watch all comedy.
I watch it.
I mean, shout out to In Living Color. I mean, that was amazing. Because at the end of the In Living Colors, they would have the artist perform like Diggable
come
Planets.
On.
Yeah.
I went to buy Crisscross tape because when I saw them there now, I was like, who's Christopher Columbus Cross?
All right, let's time
that. Was such a weird name.
Stamp like, that part two.
Yeah.
Daddy Mac will make it.
I got the tape. Oh, shit.
Now, let me play devil's advocate here. Okay, let's go back to the Jordan Peele, proposal. We're thinking about getting Key and Peele back together. You could either do this, because we trust your artistry there, Koreatown Oddity. You could either do all of the music for the new Key and Peele 2.0, would you like to do our main feature, a movie release coming out in 2025?
A Key and Peele movie?
No, this is going to be a movie based on Koreatown and a liquor store.
Oh, I'm definitely doing the movie.
Competing against a laundromat.
I'm doing the movie. Easy.
Okay. Oh, so is that a good choice?
Yeah. That's easy.
That's a good choice.
The movie? Gotta do the movie.
Oh, you gotta do the movie.
And you're telling me based on Koreatown? We gotta do the movie, dog.
So do you think that would be, that's like the pinnacle of, do you think that's a pinnacle of like what you do?
No.
Like, that's not the
No, it'd be pretty. It'd be big to.
That's
so
not the top of the mountain.
So I could get to the other thing.
But that's the top. That's not the top
that's
of the
not
mountain.
The top.
So what's okay, above the movie score?
How can I be the top?
But what's the what's above the movie score? What's above that mountain?
Above scoring the movie is we doing our own movies and scoring our own movies and putting all the people we know in the movie.
You know what?
Getting an Oscar and, you know, talking, getting on stage at Oscars and being like, yo, what's up? Yo, can I say a nigga up here? Oh, my bad. Hey, okay, don't play the music on me. All right, good night, everybody.
So you're saying to do to actually film and direct and produce your own feature and then do the score, just do everything.
And be able to, you know what the most thing is?
He's licking his lips right
now. No, he knows. He already knows all this stuff.
Hey, can I give a little love to your boy?
Yeah, of course.
What's your name again?
I'm Mark.
Mark, can you come in here?
Yeah.
And so this is Mark from Strictly Cassette. And you do a tape manufacturing thing too, right?
Yeah,
break it down for him.
It's basically kind of like an art project and also kind of it's basically like an art project and just an avenue of creativity. Mm-hmm. It's just that's just one of the formats,
right?
You know,
right.
So
some of the shit.
Yeah, so we like make tapes and stuff with a collective of artists. You know, obviously me and K-Town, I've been working for, man, like 8 years or something like that with his,
10, low key.
Yeah, with his Chinese New Year cassette series. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of the avenues of creativity for us. Mm-hmm. And we just go into storytelling and design and mm-hmm. putting together the flyest shit in okay, a form yeah. of like, you know, yeah. musical experiences using all these ideas that we have, but pairing that with design and manufacturing, you know, just yep. trying to make a dope experience for people when they get yep. music.
Yeah.
If there's an indie rock group from Silver Lake right now, and they just created their EP. They have a 6-song EP, and they're like, you know what, man, we gotta do tapes, bro. Where do we go to manufacture tapes? How does one do that with you? And what? How do they complete that order?
Nah, they don't. Honestly, no.
I mean,
there's a.
No, it's not about the genre.
Oh, it's not about the genre.
It's not about the genre
oh,
at all.
Okay.
It's like if it's gonna be done, it's not like who do we get to do our tapes. It's like, oh yeah, we merge, we meet. Oh man, such and such was cool. You know, they want to do this. Oh okay, we fuck with them. It's organic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always organic. Everybody that we fuck with is like that.
But you know, it's just at Strictly Cassette on Instagram. We actually did a really cool project recently where I helped consult and manufacture some tapes for TDE for
yep.
Absol's new album. And you know, we just do those kind of projects where people hit us up and we just kind of work with them, you know, versus anybody hitting us up. It's more right. like we just choose who we want to work right. with, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the website is sctapeco.net. Strictly Cassette Tape.
Yeah, company. And you know, yeah, see, yeah. that's why I say that because.
Hey, that was a good little. Yeah. Was that a good little promo? No, that was a good promo.
No, but see,
I wanted to do a promo.
No, see.
Okay, that was a cool little commercial, right? Yeah.
You know how Kiev, yeah. You know how like you know you have the person who wilds out and the person stay calm. It's like basically that's what I am because I'm basically. I said
that's how you got.
No, I say that because I already know the DMs will be blown up with everybody trying to. Yo, can you make my tape? Yo, can you make my tape? Yo, can you make my tape? And it's like that gets crazy. Okay. So it's like that's why I said that. He said it the nice
right.
way.
I'm glad you put it
down. You see how he said that? Yeah, yeah. I go Kanye, and then he comes in and goes, yeah, but you know, like.
Yeah. So I'm glad you put, because I didn't want right. that. Yeah, you don't want that. So,
no, right,
you
right.
You guys
so no.
know that.
He knew what I meant,
like
though.
That. They're gonna have to really like. It's gotta be organic.
Right.
So don't be like blowing up the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk later. After
no, your tape, you can make your shit.
Okay,
that's their crazy joint.
I got some. I'm working on a new one right now as we speak. So I'm glad that you guys. You know, the synchronicity is crazy because I'm like, how? Because I'm on my third song here, and I do everything in here still.
Yep.
How do you go through moments of writer's block, or how do you stay motivated? Like what do you do to motivate yourself if you're in like a block?
I mean, honestly, like life is motivational, bro. Yeah. Is it not? You know what I'm saying? Like when you wake up, that's just mad motivated. I'm motivated. I'm fucking up. Some other motherfucker, you know, might not have got up the way I did.
Yeah.
They might have even woken up, but maybe their leg hurt.
So is music always on your mind?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Dude, there's so many things in the world, bro. There's like, you know, a African woman walking with a basket on her head, a fucking somebody heating up water with fire for a bath, a goat walking on the side of a mountain, you know, birds flying across a country from, you know, other places in the world, glow in the dark fish underwater that weren't glow in the dark before you put light on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you know, hilarious people falling down outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like
that could be a song. That's
there's so much things going on. That's what I said. Life is motivational.
Right.
It don't have to always be like, yo, we trying to do the thing, right. like you know, so make a song or.
Does your creative process? It just you don't push it. Then it just it comes.
No,
it comes.
Yeah,
it just comes
no pushing.
In waves. Right?
What's the point of the push?
It comes like
yeah. Now so, obviously sometimes there's deadlines, right? So. I can put myself in that. Like, it's like, oh, they need it by the 29th, whatever this thing I'm doing, whatever it is, right?
okay, there's gonna be definitely time marinating too. Sometimes it's like you, it's like you're not doing anything. That's what it'll look like to somebody else, but that's not true. It's like, okay, I'm washing the dishes, I'm about to sweep up the living room, I'm doing the laundry, I take my daughter to school, I watch a Western about somebody getting their ribs eaten in the snow, okay? Then I'm listening to this German drummer track. Then as I, and I, you know, I'm processing all these things, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? There's a magazine article where Erykah Badu says downloading. That's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like in the time you're creating, you're downloading things, you're just living, you know what I'm saying? And then, oh, might come to you. The one, the pieces might connect. Oh shit! Oh shit! And I've done that so many times. I know when it's like the oh shit. Oh, it's going. It's going. There's a bunch of things connecting. Then it might just stop. Like that's enough right there. All right, cool. Another day later, the rest of the pieces might come. Might be right. Something somebody said in the conversation.
I like that you said pieces.
Yeah.
Because they're like puzzle pieces.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, bro.
That's amazing.
Because it might be something you said. Let's say I'm working on rap right now.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I got the beat. I heard the beat a lot. I don't have anything yet. Yeah. But I know I need to do this, right?
Yeah.
I might be thinking about it. You might say something in this, and I'll be in the car thinking about some words you said, and I might trigger a whole rhyme.
Yeah.
And like, oh shit.
I just thought of can I give you a song premise, idea? Yeah. You don't have to do it. So sure. Shout out to the homie Dumbfounded.
Sure.
What if you do a collab with Dumbfounded where he's the liquor store owner and he's kind of like profiling, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think he's going to want to do that, bro.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to want to do that. Okay. And then I burn down his store.
Hold up. We love dumb. But I think you guys should do it, maybe attract. That would be kind of tight.
No, and then the police shoot me, right?
What? No, but then
then there's the funeral scene. And he comes to the funeral, right? And he cries. And he spits a rap to me while I'm laying in the casket about how sorry he is that the police came and shot him because I hit him with a brick and burned down his store.
But it's more like a battle rap.
Yo, that shit.
He's putting it all your shortcomings and
yo,
whatever.
That's hilarious, bro.
What about this? Because you said Erykah Badu. What about this? This is a better scenario. I'm sorry. I'm just throwing things out there. That one didn't stick. This one might stick.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Out of nowhere, because I love Outkast and Andre, you know. And, you know, I just saw an interview with Rick Rubin, and he's interviewing Andre 3000.
Oh, yeah, the audio.
It intrigues me. I've heard it several times. And he's asking similar type questions. He's kind of in a hiatus. He's not really doing.
And I don't even think he is in a hiatus.
Really?
I think he's just like, hey, y'all, I'm just chilling. Living my life. Like, I'm at the end of the day, I'm still a human being. Yeah. If I stop doing it, when people stop playing sports,
right,
they're like,
still,
what you going to do
and
after
he's still
sports?
The creative,
you're like, what do you mean?
I'm he's still chill? The same. It's still in him. It's still in him. The art is still in him.
He's just, you know, he's done the things. He's like walking around playing a flute.
But what
like,
if he wants
you
to,
know what, I'm saying?
What if Rick Rubin hits you up and says, you know, I discovered your album, kid. I really like your aesthetic and your vibes. We're trying to get... a collaboration with Andre 3000. Would you be interested in
doing an
album?
Did he talk to Andre about this already?
And Andre's been listening on the low. Andre's been listening to your stuff.
Okay, all right. As long
the same way
Andre knows.
Andre knows. Andre actually discovered you on his own. He couldn't sleep one night. He was on YouTube.
He was playing the flute.
He's seen Weed in L.A. He loved the music video. Yep. He loved everything about your art. And he goes, I want to work with that guy.
This is what I want to do. Yeah, I want him to play the flute, and I'm going to rap over the flute.
Oh, no.
And then we'll do a video, and the video will be like, it'll look random. Like, I'll be like, oh, shit, Andre 3000. He'll be like, what's up, man? And he'll start blowing the flute, and I'll do the rap, and that'll be the video. And we'll be in the middle of Whole Foods, right?
No, but you would say yes, right?
Of course.
Of course. But okay,
who's saying
so
no to that?
How many songs? Let's really think about this album. How many songs would you like?
We're doing a whole album.
A whole album, not just one song,
yo.
Man. He wants to do a whole album with you. How he used to do with Big Boy, but like he wants you. He's like, no, you know, I want to
do
it with
nine
him.
Songs.
Not why nine?
Because it's not 10 and it's not 8. No, that's
no, yeah,
because.
Yeah.
Not a lot. We don't need a lot.
Yeah.
That's whatever it's going to be. It's going to be crazy. Just even saying that in an article, everybody's going to be banging my line. First of all, everybody's going to be my best friend. It's gonna be hard. I'm not even telling anybody until the album's out.
Why won't you tell anybody? Like, because if you hear the news, if Rick Rubin gives you the thumbs up, he's like, "This is a go."
Somebody's gonna tell. So whatever. But I'm not.
Right. Oh, because
everybody's gonna be calling me. Yo, Dominique, for what, man, you wanna go get some lunch, man?
But why? Because they want to. They want to produce a they would want to track.
Because everybody, because I'm doing an album with Andre. Everybody's gonna want to hang out with me. Come on. Come on, bro.
Okay.
I'm gonna be getting calls from people I ain't talked to.
That's fine. That's fine.
And so long, they'd be like. So, heard you work on Andre.
Yeah, yeah.
Any spots for me?
But there's ultimatum. But he says, in order for you guys to make this album, you have to produce half the tracks, and he gets to produce half the tracks.
That's crazy, yo. Because I love Andre's beats, bro. The Love Below, the beats on there, though, he made the beats.
Speaker Box, too, right? And, yeah.
No, he didn't make the Speaker Box.
But AT Alien, like.
No, he did on Love Below, he did all his side. You know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
All those beats are crazy.
But you know, when I worked at Amoeba, that was a crazy. Whenever they released
that. When
it
came out.
Oh, my. Dude.
I got mine from Amoeba, too. Yeah.
Every. Because I was a cashier, every other person was getting that album.
No,
every person was buying that album. I saw it myself.
I was with my boy Kenny Johnson, another comedian. We was going to the Laugh Factory.
Was that 2000, early 2000s?
Early 2000s. Yeah. 2001?
Yeah.
Or two?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that? Yeah.
So he is an artiste.
Yo.
That's
crazy.
To say the least. Yo. Do you like my,
Nah, we doing the racist movie with Dumbfounded.
Yeah.
We doing Jordan Peele's score. I'm doing the Key & Peele reboot show. I'm doing the half album with Andre. I'm going to Rick Rubin's house, and we're playing footsies barefoot at Shangri-La.
Okay, so if it wasn't Andre, because I always like doing these scenarios, what if you could choose one artist, dead or alive, to do the same kind of collaboration album?
An artist dead or alive to do a collaboration album with?
It could be Richard Pryor.
That's kind of crazy. I don't even know what it could be.
Biggie, Tupac. It could be anyone.
Stop, bro. Stop.
No, stop, bro.
How about that?
Don't do that. And then I want to get to the merch. Yeah.
If I choose Tupac or Biggie out of every single person I could choose, I am so whack. There's a lot of dead artists and a lot of alive artists that are great.
Thelonious Monk. Is that better?
Thelonious, I mean, Thelonious Monk. I'm trying to think of somebody I don't know, man. It's kind of it's tough. Alive or dead?
Alive or dead.
Obviously, you want to lean towards the dead side.
Yeah.
Because you want to bring people back to life and shit. So it is like you can't do nothing with them. It's like,
Can I play? Can I give you another scenario?
Jimi Hendrix would be kind of
crazy. I was just going to say
Were you going to say that?
No, I was going to say Jimmy, or this is my scenario. I was going to say, if you're someone knocked on your door, you know, because people are like, there's a line outside your door of these dead musicians, you know, like a Twilight Zone episode. And they're like, at first, Jimmy comes in,
right?
With his guitar and his hat. And he goes, "Hey, I like your style, kid. Let's do it." And then right after you go through that meeting, Jim Morrison is right behind him from the door.
So this is the
you have to choose from Jim Morrison
life somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy.
You know, it's kind of like in between dimensions.
My career is getting crazy,
It is getting crazy.
I'm going to the afterlife after this.
It is so.
Now that's the top of the mountain.
So it's either Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, it's Jimi Hendrix.
Okay,
I mean, low key, I love Jim Morrison.
I know. And I don't know why I knew that. I just knew.
Yo, he's,
because he was hella psychedelic.
I gotta do Jimmy, especially because my dad told me, one time, back in the day when he was young and him and his boys, they were smoking some kind of crazy weed back then.
Yeah.
And he was, listening to some, Jimi Hendrix. He was, all faded. And he just kept hearing it. They don't know. Some kind of Jimmy Soul. He's they don't know. And he was just, tripping out on that.
Ooh.
So that'd be just a flex. I'd be like, yo, dad, guess what?
Yeah.
Yo, Zombie Jimmy, come in here.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I'd be like, yo, I'm about to do a track with him.
Jimmy.
He's still gonna play. Nah. He'd be all dead.
Mm. Okay, so let's do this. You have to break the news to me. I'm Jim Morrison.
Oh, I gotta disappoint people too?
Yeah, I'm Jim Morrison.
Damn. Wait, he wants to work with me. Why would he be disappointed? He don't know me.
No, but you have to say, you have to tell him, hey, I decided to work with Jimmy instead of you. I'm sorry. We can maybe do something in the future.
That's part of it. They're saying,
you're going to have to let him know.
Look, whoever you pick, you got to tell the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the other side.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Look. I got some tabs of acid.
No, I'm cool. I'm good. So, look, check it out, man.
I know I brought you back from the afterlife and everything, but I gotta send you back because I'm gonna work with Jimmy. And there's no offense. I fuck with you. I was like, but Jimmy's crazy, yo. Yo, he's crazy. Don't cry, bro. Don't cry.
Welcome to the other side. That's fine.
That's pretty good. He dealt with it well. He could have like bit my face and peeled the skin off or something like that.
Oh, how about this? And then we'll get off these scenarios. It's fun. It's fun though, right? It's fun.
He's like, all right, Tupac comes in.
Okay.
He's like, why did you choose me?
One female artist. Any female dead or alive?
Oh, that's a good question. Nobody ever says the gender when they say dead or alive. Mm-hmm. And people always pick men.
No, I'm taking it there.
That's good.
Can I guess? Wait, before you decide, and I'm going to try to do some telepathy.
Okay.
So do you have a person in your
head? I don't.
Okay, well, just keep thinking. Thinking
I was going to try to like put a person there for you. I was like, I want him to
get this. It could be anyone. It could be anyone. It doesn't even have to be a musician, but if you...
We're going to the afterlife again.
Yeah. This is in between dimensions.
I got to do afterlife. I'm trying to think like, damn, what women are dead? This is a weird thought to think about. I'm like scrolling through dead women artists. This is crazy. Here's a question. Does it have to be a music artist?
Oh, that's a pretty good question, huh? In this case, yes.
Good question. No. Okay. Damn, I'm trying to think.
Any genre, any time
period.
No,
I know, and I'm thinking of who has passed away. Female artist that I like really fucked with.
They could be jazz.
No, for sure. Oh, I mean, and we're going jazz. Mm. Damn, right? Jazz. Mm. Mm. Damn. Jazz is kind of... Wait, I'm trying to think of some like, you know, some... Some avant-garde kind of like somebody like, I don't know.
Just really out there. Very
just somebody.
Who's dropped more than like two out.
Who's dropped somebody.
The anthology of music that people know and play to this day.
Yeah, they're kind of like... Damn, there's that. They're coming to me. It's somebody. There's this artist. There is this artist. She has a.
Can I just throw mine out?
Go ahead.
I was gonna throw out Ella Fitzgerald.
No.
Okay.
Wrong.
No disrespect. No disrespect. Timestamp that because I just embarrassed myself. Okay.
Now you gotta tell Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone to go back to the afterlife. No. Yeah. Disappoint them.
I wouldn't even
know
how to break the news to them.
Now you have to do Ella Fitzgerald like you did Jim Morrison.
I don't want to do that. Because I don't want to disrespect the name. I don't want to disrespect the name. With Jim, I could.
No, you wrote the line. Because
he could take a tab of acid and he'll forget.
Right.
He'll take DMT and he'll be in a different dimension. He won't care.
I'm Mitch Gerald. I don't know how she talks. Damn it. Who is that person, man?
It might come later.
Yeah, we'll come
okay.
back.
Okay. Can we let's shift into so what's going on here? What's up with the can we give Richard Pryor?
Oh, yeah.
Bring one of the blocks is here and then we'll So is there do you have rest in peace. I mean that was a real amazing performer.
The best.
Amazing performer. So what is that? Do you have a project?
Basically, when we do these shows, we have these installations with the Richard Pryor boxes. We call them Crazy Nigger Cubes, because his album That Nigger's Crazy.
Yeah.
The artwork on the back has this image of him on there, and you know, I was telling my man like, oh man, this like I've been looking at this for so long. Mm. I was like, it seems like this part could be a box if we cut it out. He's like, yo, let's do it. We start doing it. Folds into a little box. I was like, yo, we gotta make some big ass ones. Yo, we got bigger ones than this. Obviously, it just wouldn't fit in here.
So when you do live, if it's a live event, you'll have these installations.
Yeah. I'll bring some of these and we'll like, sometimes we stand them up like a pyramid.
Or,
you know what I'm saying?
Different kind of things. Yeah. So do you have one coming up as well? When's your next
show?
When's your next installation?
We have a thing at...
Is that a good question?
Okay. We have a thing at the Geffen Mocha at the end of
at
this
the
month.
At the Mocha, the art place?
Yeah, the Geffen Mocha, the one in downtown.
Yeah, like the little cousin or whatever.
And it's basically this outside patio area. And there's this station called, it's called K-Chung. It's mm-hmm. on 1631 AM and a radio. And my man, shout out my man Black Museumist, who's mm-hmm. hooking it all up. Mm-hmm. He has a show, like a monthly thing. Mm-hmm. And so he said, yo, you want to do an Is This For Real takeover? And mm-hmm. we're like, bet. So mm-hmm. basically, we're going to do a whole thing, like interview about the album, little performance, playing crazy records, have the Richard Pryor box installation going. Yeah. We'll have all these.
Are you going to be selling merch or your albums?
We'll have the records.
Yeah. Yeah. So how many different pieces of merch will you have on display?
We'll have the records, and we'll have these. Oh, actually, open that record, bro.
Really?
Open it, okay. Yeah. Because this one right here, basically, there's two of them that have this like swirl kind of color on it. And this color is not even out yet. Oh, this really? One, like, it's
and this,
not.
And then this is, this is Stone's Throw. This put this
Stone's
out.
Throw. Okay. Yeah, Stone's Throw record. Shout out to Peter Order Wolf.
How do we get Wolf on here?
How do we get him on
yeah,
here?
How do we get. Do I got to get a bunch of peanut just, butter? Or what's going on here?
I mean, we could literally just ask him.
Okay. You know I've reached out to him several times.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if I go through you, I might have a better shot.
Yo, Wolf. Man,
Wolf!
You should come do Stevie Weeby Show. I'ma holler at you. Let's connect it up. Yeah. You know.
I'm a fan, dude.
For sure.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. So like, take the record out.
Okay.
Oh, see, look, watch. You're gonna see Steve, the guy I was talking about. Boom. That's the landlord on the back. Look on the back of that though. That's him. Yeah.
Dude, this guy. He kind of looks like my dad. Rest in peace. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dad. His ashes are right there.
How many races get your own dad?
Sorry, Dad. hey, all Koreans look alike.
Right.
He kind of does.
Yo, that's
rest
hilarious.
In peace, Dad.
Yo.
Rest in peace, Dad. Yeah. Dude, that's what's up. Dude, and someone told me, because I told them that there's a part two's coming out with you interviewing. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, that guy used to perform with the wolf mask and in front of Wendy's. So that's real? That's a true thing?
No, what's crazy is, here's the crazy part is that I used to do these things. Wait, oh, take the record out. Look at that shit. Check that out. Ooh. That color's not even out yet. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do this. Stone's Throw happens, but it's hot. And I was like, I'm gonna hook my man up since I had some.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, it looks like candy.
No, it's sick.
Like a Cream Savers. You know that Cream Savers? That
yeah,
candy?
No, the Cream Savers? Yo, Cream Savers! Yo, that's crazy.
Damn good. The strawberry
Yo,
cream
that
one.
Was, that shit was hot, man.
Yeah, that's
that was
right.
The
yeah.
joint.
Where could I get some now? Do they still sell them? The
you
savers?
Probably could get them. I feel yeah. like, you know those.
You got to dig for those, don't you? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of those stores that like yeah. have all kind of candies. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this is amazing, dude.
So
I mean, just as a product, you know, and this just is amazing. This is art. Dude.
No,
this is straight
it.
Up
yeah.
art.
No,
dude.
My man, he designed the whole
really?
The whole shit. Yeah.
Oh my
this is,
god.
I work with him.
Great
on all
job,
this,
dude.
On all this stuff.
Great job.
Yeah.
So he does art direction.
No,
as well.
He does a lot of things. He just came out of nowhere and played the piano one day.
Oh
and I was like,
god.
I didn't even know
yeah,
you fucking
yeah.
played the piano.
Yeah, dude, you know, this is amazing. Okay, so let's say like someone codes the installation and wants to buy this. How much for this record?
I think it's like 24 or something like that. And they do have another swirl that is on sale. It's like green, pink, and white, and it's pretty ill. And then they got a standard black.
Can I do?
Tapes too. Oh, and tapes too.
So you're gonna have
I
tapes.
I should have brought one of those.
So,
tapes,
but you're gonna have tapes on sale at the installation.
Yeah, we have tape versions
of
this
that?
Album, but it's completely different artwork.
Now,
too.
Do people buy tape? Like, is it coming
they do.
Back?
They, no, it's been back.
Really?
Yeah. If anything, right now it's like, just in a. Going like this now, it's not really. It's been where it's at.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But people are. It's like people have Walkmans again and stuff like
and
that.
And people are still looking for certain okay. kinds of tapes from certain years, specific yeah. hip hop albums or jazz albums. You can't yeah. find people eBaying, okay. digging for. You know, there's rare tapes.
What if you have a kid that takes 3 buses to go to your installation? Right.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of yours.
Sure.
Right? And he goes and he wants to buy one of those, but he only has $15.
We can figure it out. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Thank you.
It ain't that serious. You took 3 buses, bro? You took 3 buses?
Three
I'm going to have to give your
yeah,
ass a ride home. Let's go.
He's liked every
yeah.
single one of your music videos.
Yeah.
So, dude,
yeah.
that that wolf mask, that's a, like, do you perform with that thing on?
No, I haven't performed with that.
Dude, probably. That would be some next level.
No, but I did.
You did.
I did use. Oh, so you haven't seen any of that stuff?
No, I've seen the thing. Then you had a thing. There's a video of you rapping it, and then you're actually triggering a beat. Yeah. You had a line about no can do, and then Gino.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, but I have
shout out to Gino again. Yeah, we love Gino.
And I Giovanni Marks. I have a few videos. With the wolf mask, like other videos.
That line made me happy though.
Yeah.
At the end, that dude, you hit that. Oh yeah, brought it all together. I'm like, there you go.
But we set it on fire actually. Like we kind of like last time I wore it was probably 2017. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But people seem to ask me about it and act like they didn't know. Maybe it's like they thought it was my head because I look like a wolf now or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
that's great.
You
that's
know what I'm saying? Because when I did this, my hair was a lot shorter last time.
How the hell were you triggering that beat live on the MPC? You did that live?
Yeah.
So that's impressive, man, because you're like triggering the beat and you're doing impressive.
So there's like so many people good at things that I'm not impressed by what I'm doing. Okay.
Right, man,
there's people doing those finger things. They're like, I'm like, damn. I can't do. I'm gonna loop the shit up, chop it.
So like I went to like my homies brought me to somewhere in LA, random beat event, and I'm a hermit. I don't leave.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, dude, I'll go, dude.
Right.
So I went, and it was like kind of like a rave, but every little room had one of those competition things where it was, you know, like they're tricky, but it was like they were Mozart.
No,
it was like,
they're going crazy.
But they're doing it live, and I'm like, what the
hell? Especially the people that use the
oh, this is a dinosaur. I'm still using the dinosaur.
But no, people be using that shit crazy with the triggering shit, fucking doing all the, going crazy.
Using the knobs.
They be going crazy. Bro, I'm trying to tell you, there's people out here, they're like, so beat geniuses. I'm just a nigga that makes some hot beats.
There's an LA scene still, like, who's that guy?
DiBiase?
Yeah.
DiBiase's man.
Okay, so he's a part of that beat. There's a beat community.
He creates his own beat community. He has, he has this thing called Flip a Beat Club, where it's, like, people, like, he sends samples, and people chop it up and try to make something out of the same sample. He does shit on the koala. He put me onto the pocket protector. One time I was at a beat battle. He came with it around his neck. I was like, yo, what the hell is that? My man Taz actually, shout out my man. He put me onto that too. To the pocket operator.
Tash?
Taz.
Arnold. I thought you said Taz from.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
No, Taz Arnold. Okay. Most people know him from Sarah.
Okay, gotcha.
They kind of put me on a pocket operator, but DiBiase had one around his neck one time.
There was beats on that little calculator thing?
It was the KO ones.
Real?
Yeah, on the screen, they had like a little boxer.
Yeah.
They have these like little cartoons on the screen. That's crazy. So
that's
this KO one. He showed it to me. He like started playing some beats on it. Looks like a little calculator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's making all these fire beats, and you could sample on it.
That's insane.
It was crazy. And that's when I went and got one. I definitely didn't get nowhere near what he was doing.
So what does that thing? Is it a sampler?
Sampler.
Is it a drum machine or sampler?
It has drums in it. You could sample drums in it.
In that little thing?
Yes, bro. Yes, bro.
So technology.
Bro, you need to go to DiBiase's page on Instagram and just go through his page. He goes crazy. He hooks up two pocket protectors.
He would be a good fit here.
You should have him.
I would make him nerd out for a whole hour just triggering beats.
Yo, you gotta look. He be plugging things up together that don't even go together.
He really is a scientist.
No, he's a beat scientist, man. Yeah. Shout out to DiBiase, man. Yeah.
Have you done a project with that guy or no?
Nah, I haven't.
Yeah.
But see, also too, and I'm sure I will do something with it. But also, like, I'm a fan of stuff, so I don't feel like it's necessary. You gotta work with everybody you like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you a fan of older equipment too? Like the older, like the MPC 60?
I'm a fan of everything
that can make beats.
Everything that's fly that.
Okay,
because
okay.
Like, you know, there's so many people that's like geniuses at them things.
Right,
you know, like
right.
The 808, even whatever's new.
So do you collect like?
No, I don't collect them. I literally.
But do you have any of the bosses?
I only have an MPC 1000.
Yeah.
And then just basically tape decks.
So that's
and
a Kai. That's MPC. A Kai. Yeah. Are you a fan of a Kai stuff too as well?
I'm a fan because I use an MPC.
Yeah,
If I didn't make beats, I probably wouldn't care about that shit.
That's insane. Dude, like, how we do? We're doing good on time, right?
Like, oh yeah, let me. Yeah, show
the, yeah, yeah. Let's do this, and then like let's start plugging a couple other things. This is cool, man. Thanks for coming, dude. Of course, yeah, yeah.
Yo, so go
okay,
ahead.
So we'll explain what this is.
Okay, bet. So this is basically my merch for, you know, I hate that word, but you know, mm-hmm. these are my pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For my record, Is This For Real? And so me and my guys, Chico and Esco, they basically source vintage and we screen on stuff that already exists. Mm-hmm. And we find stuff and we think of cool colorways and blah, blah, blah.
This is cool, yeah.
And so each shirt is different. Everyone is...
Can she get one too?
For sure.
Intern? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Let's okay. go and dig yeah. in here right now. Go okay, ahead. Look
so
through.
Do you like this one?
Just dig it. We'll dig into it and then just see something that she like that fits, oh. you know?
Wait, is this a kid's one?
Yeah, or a little woman, you know what I'm saying? Or a little man. Okay. Hey.
And then there, oh, I'm sorry.
Or some people might want to put it on their dog. Hey.
Oh, this one's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go through here.
Like
go through here,
I
man.
Like that one. I like the one with the purple.
See?
Yeah. What size?
Let's see. What size is this one? No tag in it because it's all vintage.
What about the sustainable? Do you think this one?
Do you think that fit? Are you looking for her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, look for you first, she's saying.
Okay.
Look, go through, look.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want
to. Don't worry about it, bro.
I don't have a tie-dye shirt.
Look.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I want this one.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't have a tie. I don't have
a tie-dye
shirt. I don't have no tie-dye shirts.
Put it on right now. Let's see if it fit. Let's see. Go Scissors Brother on me. Let's go. Scissor Brother style challenge. You got to take your shirt off, put another shirt on. Yo, y'all be wilding out. Y'all be doing. Okay. Yo,
we'll
y'all be doing.
We'll that
y'all be doing some crazy shit, bro.
Dude, I pooed in my pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, actually.
See, that's living your life, bro. You're talking about how do people stay motivated?
Wait, hold up.
How do you stay motivated?
I was away from the mic. I said he mentioned his bros, and I go. He goes, you guys do some crazy stuff. And I go, I pooed in my pants, and he goes, and then he says, that's living your life.
Yeah. That's living your life. Some people will never do that.
Yeah.
Yo, it looks good.
Damn, that looks good.
Thank you. I
see?
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Not word. Here, let's see. Hold on. There's a bunch more in here. You know what I'm saying?
What, you like that one?
Yeah.
Throw
boom.
It over.
There it goes. Good. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. I was trying to throw it right on there.
So hours flown by. Can we start plugging? Dude, thanks again. You're always welcome here as well.
Come on, bro. That's why I had to come back. Of course.
Look at the wash on that one.
Oh, yeah. See, this one got the crazy wash. Look at that.
Can I get one for my girlfriend as well?
Got you, bro.
Okay,
let's do it. Come on.
Okay,
you don't have your girl mad at you.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Come
so
on,
just,
man.
Oh, she would like this one. Yeah. Is this, yeah. Right? This one's cool. This is fine. Thank you.
Word.
Yeah.
She gonna fit that?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see.
Yeah, for sure. This is the one.
Look, it's like every single.
Yeah.
So when you see when somebody gets some, it's like nobody's gonna have the same thing. You
yeah,
might be out.
Everyone's different.
And you know what? It doesn't have. You know another thing too, because I like the reason why I never did it really a lot of like products and stuff is because. You know, I want to do something that's right, something that mm-hmm. I want to wear. A lot of people might make stuff that they're just getting
where
for the fans.
Where do you get all the materials
my
from?
My guys source this stuff. They dig, they find stuff, and they go, yo, what's up with this? Let's do this. Oh,
really?
That's cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, you see, like, and also, my name is nowhere on these things.
Yeah,
so,
is this, where does this state, where does this come from? Is this for real?
This just a logo design
oh,
that we
yeah,
did
it's,
for
it's pretty trippy, yeah.
No, it's trippy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like.
Because this might not be real. We might be in a Matrix.
This might be a Matrix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you never did.
According to Andrew Tate, we might be in a Matrix.
Right. Yo, that's crazy.
A simulation. Yeah.
Yo,
that's
they
part three.
No.
Tune in.
The Matrix was so
their
food was so whack
yeah,
out of the Matrix.
I know.
What were they eating? Like
would you take
wet
red,
cornflakes?
Would you be right. If you were Neo? Would you take? Let's end it with this. Would you take the red pill or the blue pill?
This is wait. When did he take it again? Oh yeah, when he's sitting in a chair and he's explaining all the shit to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
The red pill. What happened?
The
wait,
red
what,
pill is.
Wait. The red pill is.
Is when you wake up and you really know that you're. This is the Matrix and you're in a simulation.
Right.
The blue pill is when
go
you
go back to life.
You go back to the life is normal.
Shit.
Yeah.
Probably going back, bro. I'm not gonna know. Fuck it. I'll just be like, yo,
cause
I had an idea
taste
for a
food.
Movie.
Right.
There's this bald dude with these glasses that don't go on his ears, right? And he tells me, take these pills.
Yeah.
Like, then I'll just make some
so
money.
So you take
I'll
the blue pill.
It's like, I mean, as long as nothing, no creepy stuff, as long as a computer person don't start talking to me again about this shit all like over again, right, and I really never remember it, mm-hmm, I'll take the other one. Because it's like, man, I don't want to fight a bunch of white guys in suits. I do that enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Doing kung fu. All right.
Fair enough.
I got to save my sweaty mentor, like, from a bunch of guys in suits jumping through windows and shit. Like, that's not fun.
Thank you.
Outfits are dope, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I could wear that in the Matrix.
Yeah, because that was
hard. You know what I'm saying?
That, like, realization itself when he was in that pod. And
And then later on, I'm going to have to fight albino dreadlock twins and in the middle of the freeway.
And then he had to learn, you're right, he had to learn all that kung fu. So.
And then there's one that he fought, like, a bunch of those agents. There was no. I'm straight.
Can we, we're good on an hour, huh? 10 minutes. Can we start plugging, I want to plug your Instagram, and then let's talk about the installation again, where people could get all this great merch and stuff as well. Just say it all.
Okay, so these pieces, they're not on any website. Right now, you just got to, if you're in the Los Angeles area, whenever we have a show or whenever we're doing anything, you should come to that, because that's where we have the pieces at. Just for now, for, you know, to make it more like, you know, interactive with the people like that. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm K-Town, ODD, K-Town Odd. My record, Is This For Real, came out July 22nd, 2022. It's trippy. It's 24 minutes. It's short, but it feels like you got to understand the concept is like, what is real? How do you even know? At the beginning of the album, I say, oh, actually, you think I'm American, but I'm actually British. I'm an actor playing the Koreatown Oddity.
What? And you didn't say that.
Yeah, that's how the album starts. And then it goes to all these skits.
There's a British guy.
Exactly. And so there's
I was right about the Stanley Kubrick thing then.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's why I said I'll take that. Yeah. You know,
Who's the existential landlord?
That's who we were been talking about. That's your dad right there. Your dad.
Dude, he might be borderline genius. That's borderline genius right there, dude. Are you kidding me?
No, see, you get it, though. Yeah, you get it, though.
But this, dude, you bring it all together, don't you?
Nah, yeah, appreciate
so
you.
So it's almost like an M. Night Shyamalan, like a twist at the end?
Don't give me the Shyamalan. No, he had two. He had two, you know.
Careful. What
does Jay-Z say? He says,
careful about M. Night.
One was The Sixth Sense, the other ones.
He had some flops. But he had some good ones, too. I like
his Illmatic is The Sixth Sense.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Unbreakable. I love Unbreakable. He probably got Unbreakable and knows that's probably his GOAT movies, but the other ones are just, they're cool.
Okay. So let's go back to Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Shyamalan, though. I'll be in that Shyamalan flick. I'll fuck with you.
So where's he at right now?
He passed away.
I know, but where's his grave?
I don't know. I don't know.
But is it somewhere like what
I have region? No idea, bro. Like, I knew him. I didn't know his kids, and they didn't keep up with me. They're just like, this is some nigga that live in the building. Dude, but he don't know me, how tight me and him were. He had a garden in the back. We always be talking. He sometimes I get locked out. He opened the apartment for me, you know.
Something very familiar. I mean, I'm having a weird, this is something.
Familiar?
I think this is like our own movie where I'm having is this like a long lost uncle or something?
No, see, this is the movie. No.
Do I need to go to Busan and find his grave?
Yo, that'd be crazy, yo.
Part two.
Yo.
We go to Busan to find
his grave. Yo, if he was related to you, bro, that should be insane.
Dude, that just scared me so much. If I'm related to this dude for real, and I go to ancestry.com, I go, dude, the homie Koreatown Oddity did this out. I gotta find out, man. I gotta know the answers, man.
Yo, that's crazy, yo.
Dude, because he really looks like a relative. No, I'm serious, dude. He looks like a relative, man.
You gotta whatever relative, we gotta pop that relative on during this.
Can I do Google image search and put it through Ancestry?
Yeah, why not? This is your record now, know, so you could just scan it.
But what if this is he's a blood relative?
I hope he is.
I hope so, because then I'm a genius, definitely.
Dude, you are.
If he's related
to
you,
I think this guy is like borderline, like off, like genius.
No, see, the thing is,
you know,
this
like
might,
for sure up there. Yeah,
this would be crazy. It's like, this is part of the album. Me coming on your show and doing this, and people are like, "Is this for real?" Like, yeah, you know, it's all, yeah. Yo, this didn't even happen.
Oh my god, oh, dude. That's like goosebumps,
yo.
Dude, that's the movie right there. That's the movie.
Monkey Paw Productions, yo, Jordan Peele.
Jordan
cut
Peele.
The check, Jordan Peele.
Jordan.
I'll score it. I'll do it.
We support your movies. We love you. Jordan, keep doing you.
Why are you ignoring me, Jordan? Why don't you hire me?
Thanks for tuning in to it. No, dude, it was a pleasure, man. Thanks for all this stuff, man.
No, thank you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have to come back. Do it.
For sure, part three. Oh, like,
part three,
we're going to
go crazy.
Will we find out where his grave is?
Part three, we'll do it in the car like Jerry Seinfeld. Oh. Drink coffee.
So, thanks for tuning in. If you want to help support the podcast, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. I also do another podcast called Scissor Bros, where we do stuff where we poo in our pants.
Yo, they're crazy.
We drop those episodes every Friday. Go to youtube.com/Scissor Bros. Do you have a Spotify or a Bandcamp?
Man, I'm on everything.
Do you guys have a Bandcamp?
Oh, there's a Strictly Cassette Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Go to Koreatown Odyssey Band. Go to all the band camps. You know what I'm saying? We're on everything, bro. I'm on everything that people listen to music on. Mm-hmm. So if you can't type in Koreatown Odyssey on anything and find me, then you don't care about us. Like Michael Jackson
definitely
said,
support.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
How do they support the band? What's the best way they could support you right now?
The best way. Oh, shit. That's a good question. The best way to support me, buy all of my records from Stone's Throw, you know what I'm saying? So they can see that I'm doing well with this album, you know what I'm saying? And make them go, damn, that shit just sold out after the Stevie Weeby thing, you know what I'm saying? Or go to my Bandcamp. My Bandcamp, that's a pretty good way to do it. Go to Strictly Cassette Bandcamp. Those are kind of the best ways. Other than that, I mean, I don't got Cash App. I know people are into putting the Cash App now. Hey, but you know, I got a PayPal. You can just send me some money
drop
and be like, yo, that was fly.
Drop the PayPal.
Oh, my PayPal is PayPurdy@gmail. PayPurdy@gmail.
Funding for your next record.
Yo.
Like a B-side,
you know
like a
saying?
B-sides record or something. You know, like you know how like De La Soul did that one album and the fans supported it. Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
So if you want him to do The Search for Mr. Han, part two. No, for real.
Is this for real, part two?
Is this for real, part two? The Search
Stevie
for Mr. Han.
Searches for his long-lost relative.
For Mr. Han.
Yo.
Then
we'll do the anime of the actual album of Stevie Weeby.
PayPal him $85,000.
Yep.
And we can make that happen.
Come on. Monkey Paw Productions.
Yeah,
you guys
Monkey
got
production.
The money.
Jordan.
Send the check,
send
Jordan.
That's $300,000, that's fair.
That's fair.
$300,000.
That's not for the budget for the movie, though, right?
No, this is for
no,
the album.
No, that's just
this
for me.
This is for Search
First,
for
no,
Mr.
Wait,
Han
that's
part
just
two.
For me. Just because it's all good.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then let's start with the budget for the movie.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then go, if you want to send anything, packages or anything, go to, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Check out Strictly Cassette, that band camp. Buy all the, you know, download all this, buy all the songs. And go to the drop the installation again.
At the Geffen Mocha, January 29th from noon to 6. It'll be a whole in-depth discussion musical thing about is this for real? Mm-hmm. We have the Richard Pryor installation. It's going to be big, like a pyramid-looking kind of thing.
And kids, if you don't have the 27, if you come with $18 to $20,
if you come with 18,
he said
he
could work with that.
If you take three buses, walk through the snow barefoot over a hill and get to the show and you only got 15 for the record, hey, man, we'll figure it out. It's all good.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, dude, it was an honor.
Hey, man,
dude.
Shout out to Stevie.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
And shout out to Gino.
Cool guy.
Shout out to Dumbfounded, dude. Gino, DiBiase, all
to,
them. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Zombie, Jimi Hendrix, Zombie, Ella Fitzgerald.
And Jim Morrison.
And Jim Morrison, who I had to, unfortunately, disappoint. Yeah.